Well, hello there. Good evening and welcome. This is Strong and Sassy here on your Superstation Joy 99.7 FM. It's so good to be back. How are you? How has your week been? I hope you're good. I hope you're getting screened. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So if you haven't been, please do make time and do that. So we're continuing with our Survivor series. This month, we just wanted to really celebrate women who have been through the mill and have overcome. And so tonight, I have another family. I'm really excited about the conversation. So I have Miriam Abla Anani, who is a survivor, and she's here with her sister, Na Odole Charity Pobi. Good evening and welcome, you guys.
Good evening.
It's good to have you.
Thank you.
So Miriam, let me start with you, because this is, you know, your story. Yeah. So tell me about the day that all of this started.
Actually, I don't even remember the day, but I remember I was going to take my bath.
Okay.
And I was just doing this breast self-examination.
That's why. Why were you doing it?
After your menses 5 days, then you just check your breasts, whether there's lumps and all those things. So I know about that things.
Okay.
So I just checked it, and I could see there's some lump in the left breast, a small lump. So I checked the right one. There was nothing in it. I finished bath and went back to tell my mom, like, I've seen some lump. So I made her lie down to check her own also, but there's nothing in it. And she was saying, oh, Abla, it will go. Just use pomade. It will go. So I started to apply the pomade for 6 months.
What pomade?
Like Nguto.
Normal pomade.
Nguto.
Okay.
Nku. Share butter.
Okay. Okay, you started to put the Nguto.
Yeah. For 6 months, it wasn't going. It was becoming bigger. It was like small nuts. Now it became very big, like 2 inches, 3 inches size. Okay. I became very scared. So I told my mom, and she was saying, oh, always worrying us with all those things, but it's nothing. It will go. At that time, I started dating this guy. So I confided in him, and he said, oh, the sister had the same thing, but they removed the lump in the breast.
Lump. Okay.
So we should go and tell the sister. We spoke to the sister, and the sister said, okay, she will show us the hospital she went and all those things. But this guy was saying, no, let's go to the herbal, because he listened to some radio stations and these TV stations, and the herbalist man was saying they can cure breast cancer. So we went there first, and when I got there, the only thing they told, the man was saying it was something spiritual. From my mother's side and my father's side.
Okay. So when you went, when you went to the herbalist, you didn't know whether it was cancer or not.
Yeah.
You just knew it was a lump.
Lump.
So how did he conclude that it was something spiritual?
He just saw me. He said someone was following me.
As soon as he saw you, he said somebody's following
me.
Okay.
But it's the people that is following me that is making me to get this lump in the breast.
You had told him that there was a lump in your breast. Okay.
And I said, oh, okay, me, I don't know that someone is following
you.
So he gave us the medicines to come and take. That was in, like, we went to Cape Coast to buy the medicine. Came back, I started to drink the medicine. 2 weeks later, the medicine got finished. So I called this man to tell him, like, it is finished, but I want another one. But I can't come there.
You should send it.
Yes. Mm. And my boyfriend said I shouldn't go on my own too. And I didn't even want to go on my own too.
Okay.
This man was saying he can't send anyone, and they came to warn him not to give me the medicine back and all those things. I was so confused that day.
Who came to warn him?
Like the people following me.
So they came to warn him physically or spiritually?
I don't even know.
Not to give you the medicine again. Wow. So he said he won't give you the medicine again.
But I pleaded, and I said I'll even give him extra money for the TNT and everything. He said okay. Up to now, whether he's still bringing it or something, he didn't bring it.
How many years ago?
I think 6 years ago.
Wow. What was the medicine like?
It was like something in a container. But it's like herbs. They've mixed it, and you just drink it every morning and evening. Yeah.
So he said that would deal with it,
yes,
the physical side or the spiritual side or both.
He is doing the spiritual side at his place. So I'm taking it to deal with
the physical side.
Yeah.
So did he charge you?
Yeah, he charged me.
Do you mind sharing how much he charged you?
He charged me like it was like 600 cedis.
For the medicine.
For the medicine. But I paid half.
Okay.
And he told me, like, when I see an improvement, then I pay the other half.
Okay.
So I called him, it is finished, so that he will send,
okay.
So that I send him the half. Mm. He didn't send anyone, and I didn't send the half.
You didn't hear from him again. Okay. All right. And then.
So as time goes on, that was 2018.
Mm.
In 2020, the lump has covered all the breasts. The left breast.
Wow.
And it was so heavy, and it was even bigger than the other one too.
So when he didn't send the medicine, you didn't do any follow-up, you didn't go to the hospital?
Yes, I didn't go to any hospital. I was just in the house, and I would just go to churches. And when you even go to church, the only thing they'll tell you is like, it's something spiritual.
Wow.
That's what they keep on saying, something spiritual. So I stopped even going to church.
Oh, wow.
I'd rather pray in the house rather than to hear all those things, something spiritual from your father's side, your mother's side. Yes. I don't want any confusion from anyone.
Nobody suggested to you to just go to the hospital? I mean, in terms of like when you went to church or when you went to... Yeah. Nobody said, just go to the hospital?
No.
So how were they dealing with it if it was something spiritual? What was the plan?
They just want to pray, and at times they will give you some things to do.
Yes. So did you do that contrary thing?
Oh, contrary, yeah, baby.
What, some like what?
Like, I quite remember my boyfriend was staying at the cemetery side at Osu.
Mm.
So wake up around 12.
Osu Cemetery. Okay. Osu Cemetery during the day is scary.
Scary. How much more? 12 a.m.
So what was that contrary? You should go and do what?
Stand there, made us buy eggs.
Mm.
And stand at the T-junction over there and throw the eggs.
Okay.
So we did that.
Okay.
Came back. The next day, I woke up. I said, but I'm still seeing the lamp.
The lamp.
The breast.
Wow.
I could see he just wanted to take the money.
So when they give you that contract, then they charge?
They charge.
Wow. Was that the only one?
Oh, no. I think, and the other one was like, I went to some church.
Mm-hmm.
And they said we should bring what? Cutlass.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether they are going to cut the person following me at the
or something. Yeah. So you took the cutlass to them.
He brought the cutlass. I told him I can't go to my house to bring cutlass. My mom will ask me, why are you taking
the cutlass to? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he brought the cutlass.
And then what did he do?
And this man was just standing there, just.
He was just doing what?
Well, like doing as if he's chanting or something.
With the cutlass.
The cutlass. When they finished and they said everyone should pray for me. And they finished praying and they said we should go and put the cutlass down. But he has done his best.
Okay. So, I mean, you did all of that, but
yes,
it didn't
work. So in 2020, the lockdown period, I saw a woman who my auntie introduced me to, the woman that she also has like breast cancer, and then her is like rotten, and she has gone to Kolebu, but she doesn't want the breast to be taken off, but she's eating some things, like maybe I'm eating things that is not good for me, so I should befriend her. I befriended this woman. She spoke to me about my diet and what to eat and all those things. But during the lockdown period, this woman died.
Oh, from the cancer.
I don't know whether
it was from that or not, but she died.
What I saw that day, like when she removed her top for me to see, I could see this one there, it will be the cancer. No,
it was bad.
It was very bad.
And she wasn't getting medical treatment.
She said she went to Kolebu, but they told her they would cut off her breast, but she doesn't want them to cut off her breast.
So because of that, she was going to try and heal it with
medical,
with food and
these medical things, these herbal
things.
So she also showed me this herbal medicine man too. We went there. This man saw me, an imam. So he said, well, someone is just following me, but he just saw the person, but he'll do the medicine for us. The one I will apply on the breast and the one that I'll take, drink it every morning and evening. I was just drinking it and I could smell the thing has changed scent. I'm very I have a sensitive nose and all those things. So I just stopped. So my boyfriend came to visit me, asked me, have you taken your medicine? I said, this thing is smelly, I can't take it.
It was really smelling.
Yes. Can't take it. Said, then I have to call this man to tell him. I called this man and he was saying, I told you someone is following, but they came to warn me, like the same thing that happened 3 years ago. They came to warn me not to help you. But he's doing all his best to, since the medicine is poor, he will send me another one. So I said, I don't have money for the other one too, because I've paid this one too. But I'll gather money to get it. And since I heard this woman too died, the other lady died, she's a friend of my auntie. So I said, okay, let me go and tell my auntie. Maybe I can get funds from that side so that I can go and buy the medicine. Because I don't want to die too. So I got to my auntie's place, was crying, and she was asking me, ah, Bla, why are you crying? I said, ah, doesn't she notice, like, my breast, one is bigger than the other? She said, oh, there are people like that. So she thinks it's something normal. That's why she has not even asked me.
Was it obvious?
Yes.
That one was bigger than the other. It was yes. Very obvious. Yes. Okay.
And also, I'm always wearing this sleeveless and sleeveless. So okay. You always see it.
You see, okay.
And she said, oh, she thought it was something normal. So I explained what happened to her friend and all those things. And I started crying. Said, ah, so why are you crying? And I said, so she asked me, why don't you want to go to the hospital? I said, I don't have money. She asked about the money that you guys are using for this helper.
These things, yeah.
And I said, oh, it's something small. He's not charging much. That's why. I said, okay, if I give you money, will you go to the hospital or you go to the helper? So I said, I'll go to the helper. She said, no, she will give me the money to the hospital. If not that, she's not going to give me the money.
The money at all.
Yeah. So I went to sit down, think about it, and I came to tell her I want to go to the hospital. So she asked me, which hospital do I normally attend when I'm sick? And I said, oh, police hospital. I just want to go there to see what they can do about it. So I went there the next day. In this lockdown period, they just opened us for the lockdown. So I just went and I got there. I did all my vitals and all everything. But when the doctor was just passing by the patients, he saw me, said, ah. Came back to us, as if I know you. And I was with my mom. He said, I know these two. I know the two of you. From where? I said, me, I don't know you. He said, he knows me. I've been to one of his clinics before. So he said, he knows me. He has seen the breast too before.
Okay.
I showed it to him like a year ago. Mm-hmm. And he asked me to do biopsy. And I didn't come back again.
Okay.
So when he saw me, he said, I know you. So come to my office so that I'll see you, to remove your face mask so that I'll see you. It's really you. Got there. He said, I know you, and it's you too that I know. Why did you keep long? Why? It's like 1 year and the breast has changed color and everything. And I said, I don't have my. So I explained everything, what I went through and all those things. He said, okay, if he was supposed to be a bad doctor, he would tell me to, like, he would not look after me. But he could see, like, I want some help now. So he would do biopsy. The biopsy that he told me to do the year ago.
He will do it.
Am I ready? I said, do I have money? I said, oh, they've given money for me to do anything I want to do. So I paid, they did the biopsy, came back, and he said it was nothing. There was nothing wrong with me. But this doctor insisted, like, he wanted to do it again.
Okay.
He did it, came back, it was cancer.
So the first result said it was nothing. Then the second, he did it again.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It came back, it was cancer. So they called us to the office and they were talking to us. So it was the matron. I started crying. Like, cancer. Everyone knows, like, anyone who is being diagnosed of cancer is going to die. That's what people think.
So are you saying that, like, from 2018 to 2020 or 2021, like, it didn't cross your mind that it was cancer?
No.
It didn't? So what did you think it was?
It was just a lump in the breast.
But you hadn't been following, like, the signs and symptoms. So you were hoping, oh, it was something that would just go away and not cancer.
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, so the matron sat me down. I started crying. Sat me down to explain, like, we have doctors, we have nurses, we have a whole lot of people who is suffering from this thing. And they are being, like, they are okay. They've taken their medicines and they are okay. So she can assure me, like, if I take my medicines and I do whatever the doctor asks me to do, I'll
be
fine.
You'll be okay.
And they referred me to Kolebu.
Okay.
And Kolebu, I started my journey. I did chemo, 8 cycles. And after the 8 cycle, I went for review. I was told the lump was still attached to my chest wall.
Okay.
So they have to do extra 2 of the chemo. So I did 10 cycles of chemo.
So they didn't cut it?
No, they did the chemo.
Chemo first?
Yes, to shrink the lump in the breast because it was too big.
It was big?
Yes.
It was big.
So I did 10 cycles of chemo.
So, okay, let's relax. So the chemo, What was that like?
It's like an infusion they put on our hands, like it will pass through the veins. And that time, that's when I lost my hair, I lost my eyebrow, my palm became dark and all. I couldn't taste. There's no taste of food. I can eat, but I will not taste anything.
At all?
Nothing.
Not pepper, not salt, not sugar. Nothing?
Nothing.
Were you in pain? Was it... I mean, apart from the loss of hair and all of that.
The vomiting. The frequent vomiting. Because me, myself, I liked... I don't know. Everything that I eat that is not good for me, I will just vomit. So I just reported it to them. They gave me some... There are some medicine they give us to take. The first chemo, I did it. The second one... I was going to do this. My auntie has paid everything. The second one, I called.
Wow, your auntie paid everything.
She paid for the first. And the second now, I called her. She said, no, they don't have money because of the lockdown.
How much was like one cycle of chemo? How much?
It was 350 cedis.
Okay.
That was 2020.
Okay.
She said she didn't have money. I cried. Cried because I've started the journey already. Who is going to help me? But I remember I have a friend in the States, this white man that I saw on the way, like, I was going to buy food with my boyfriend. He saw us and he said he wants to be my friend. So I explained everything to him.
Like, so you called him?
I called him. He's in the States, so I sent him a message and he was saying, oh, we Africans, anytime we see a white man, we just want to take money from them. And I explained it to him, like, it's something like, that is what is going on with me right now. And you are my friend. I didn't know who to talk to. And I feel like you are a friend and a father like to me.
Okay.
So I just want to explain. If only you can be of help or you know someone who can be of help to me, I'll be glad. I slept, woke up. I could see this man has sent me messages and sent money to for my chemo, like two cycles of chemo. And the instructions was work and get half of your cycle of chemo and I'll send you the half. And your labs too.
Okay.
So I started a journey with that side. And that time to the first and second chemo, I was in Osu.
Okay.
But I had to run away from Osu.
Why?
You know, our parents and our relatives, they didn't believe what I was going through because my the color of my body changed. I became very dark. And since I lost my hair, I was with this afro. Plenty hair.
Your hair is very nice. So
thank you.
Yeah.
My elderly brother started to talk to my mom like, talk to your daughter, but I think she just wants to kill herself. She has taken poison. She wants to die.
Oh.
I heard it. I listened the way you said, oh. The thing hit me so hard, like, I started crying.
Like, everything that you are going through, then somebody thinks that you just want to.
So I didn't tell them anything. I just called my dad. He was in like Ashiama, and I told him since he's not staying in Ashiama and goes to work and all those, he should give me that place to stay there to get a peace of mind.
But, so that you can just go through there.
So I have to travel from Osu to Ashiama, and from Ashiama to Kolebu every 3 weeks to take my chemo.
That's a lot.
Yes. And my sister was with me. She lives close to us. So when she's going to work, she just come and pass by. Miriam, are you okay? Miriam, I'm going to work. When I come back, I'll come and pass by again. I'm a fashion designer. She's now learning.
Okay.
And me, I'm the madam. So anything she doesn't understand, she'll come to you. Yeah. So anytime she come back from work, she'll come and ask me, oh, I want to do this. Come and help me with it and all those things. But anytime she comes to my room, she could see like I'm always with scarf or hair net.
So she didn't know?
She didn't know. I didn't tell. I told her I was sick. She said, oh, debi ahu chantro, debi ahu yare, debi ahu yare.
Wow.
She didn't know. So we were going to church one day. She invited me to church. And I told her, she wanted to see my hair. She was just forcing to remove the wig. And I said, oh, Charity, stop. I don't like that. So she was just forcing and she removed it and saw the sakura head. This girl cried.
Oh.
She cried. Because she know how my hair was so long and all those. She cried. And so she shouldn't cry. I told her, I will explain it to her. So we were coming on the way, and I started to explain it to her, like, it's a medicine that I'm taking in Kolebu because of, but she knew, like, I was having this cancer issue, but she didn't know, like, I was going to lose my hair and all those things.
Okay, okay.
And she, that before she started to say, that's why you've changed, your color has changed.
Has changed.
And, okay, that's why these days you sleep a lot and all those things. I didn't know, but I'm sorry. She begged me, sir, and I told her, oh, she shouldn't worry me. She didn't know. That's why she was curious to know what is in my hair. Lately, she started to come to my house to ask of me and all those things. But one day, I was going for my chemo. I think my 8th cycle. My white man friend has not sent the money. I have no work to. Because I was so weak.
Yeah, you be weak.
And I didn't know what to do.
Where was your boyfriend? What happened to him?
When I was in Ashiama, he too was staying in Osu.
Okay.
We'll get to that part. Don't worry.
Okay. No, I mean, because he's been a consistent part of the story.
Yes.
You know, you've mentioned him.
We'll get to that part. I called Charity. I'm going for my chemo. I was crying. She said, oh, so why are you crying? I said, I don't have money. They said they will send me the money. They've not sent, and I've not worked. I don't have anything, even for transport to college.
To go.
I don't have. She was now learning how to trade. She said, oh, don't worry, I'll get back to you. At dawn, she called me. She said she had sent me money, but didn't I see it? I was so shocked.
Wow.
I was so shocked. So when I came back from Kolebu, before I realized my white man friend has sent
has also sent.
So I said, oh, let me withdraw the money. I sent it back to her. Because who will send me her money? Like, she told me it was for her madam too. What if the madam too asks, where is the money?
So now when you were sending your madam's money, what was your plan? What was your plan? What were you going to say?
She has to survive, so she
at
has
that
to.
Point that was more important to you than did you get into trouble?
Oh no.
Your madam never knew.
No.
She never knew.
That you had given. Okay.
Yeah.
So then luckily your friend
sent the money.
So he sent. He stayed with you.
Yes.
During the journey.
Yes.
Okay, so he believed, at some point he believed, he now
who?
Believed that.
My boyfriend.
No, your white man
oh,
friend.
He believed. And then when I come back to, I send him the lab results and everything. So
okay.
He will read it and even tell me, like, oh, you have low blood count, you have to eat this and all those things. He was just telling me what to do and everything.
Okay.
Yeah. On my 8th cycle, I was on my own. 26 December. I always remember that day.
Okay.
On my own. I know Christmas was 25th, and I said, well, me, I don't celebrate Christmas.
Okay.
But the 26th, yeah, I normally give gifts to children or anyone, any
okay.
friend of mine. So I was cooking with my auntie.
In Ashiama, or
in
you
Ashiama.
Had come to so, okay.
My auntie too stays around, so we're
okay.
all cooking. And I had a call, and I told my auntie, I'm coming, oh. I received the call, it was my boyfriend. Miriam, I want us to break up.
Oh.
And I asked why. He's tired.
Wow.
And I asked, but tired of what? You don't give me money for medication. You don't do you anything. It's just like the love, the care, and at times the calling of, oh, how are you doing?
Mm.
Have you eaten it? So why are you saying you are tired? Said then he's just tired and he just hung up. Started calling. He just blocked me too.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
I couldn't eat that day.
How will you eat? Even when you are well and you get broken hands like this, you can't eat. Then
I
you are sick.
Eat, but that day, when I finished crying, I went to eat.
Oh,
I can't kill myself. I don't mind.
You can't kill yourself.
Let me eat. When I finish eating, I'll go and cry in the room.
I mean, but prior to that, he had been supportive, oh?
Yes. He even went with me to the chemo section 2 times. And the nurses also knows him. So when I stopped coming with him, one of the nurses even asked, where is your boyfriend? Because he's a jovial person.
Okay, so when he goes, you
yeah.
be laughing and talking.
Well,
and
I said, He said he doesn't want again. He's tired. The nurse got shocked to extent, like, he said, so are you okay? It was like, I was like taking it so normally. I was just laughing. And said, but, Miriam, are you okay? I said, well, I'm okay. Are you sure? I said, oh, I'm okay. And everything, we have to leave, but I'm okay. I started crying. This girl will come to my house, come and knock on my door. Maybe I'm going. I said, oh, Charity, you are disturbing me. She didn't know what I was going to. Mm-hmm. But lastly, I was going to fetch water in their house. And I told him, Charlie, your friend said he doesn't want to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Said, ah, I saw that he has posted a lady's picture. Oh, that's wow. Ella, I love you.
He had posted the picture with I love you.
Yes.
Oh, but he too.
So this girl was showing it to me. I said, please. I'm not called Ella. You don't know. She was saying, ah, wow. But I know your name already. Why are you saying you are now Ella? I said, maybe I'm Ella now.
Mm.
So just take it like
take
that.
Take it like that. And he had blocked you and...
He has blocked me. So I didn't say. So he didn't know he has given the number to my sister.
Okay.
So it was my sister who saw it and she said, ah. She said, oh, the next morning she will show it to me. So when I came there to fetch them, she said, ah, maybe I want to show you something. Come and look at the phone. I could see... Your boyfriend has posted someone who said I love you.
Wow.
I said, he loves the person. Let him love now.
So, but how did you really feel?
Oh, I felt heartbroken that day.
Mm.
I couldn't do anything. I just had to travel from Ashama to one of my friends' place in, I think, Medina or something, just to stay there for 2 days and came back.
To have some company.
Yes.
And
when I was going on the way, this boy too called me, telling me. This is my ex. Mm-hmm. Called me, telling me, why am I telling people he has left me? What did I do for him?
Oh, but why was he being so heartless?
Have I built
a
house?
I mean, he has left you, so
yes.
You can't tell people that he has left you.
I even told the mom, because he has done the knocking and everything. So I went to tell the mom so that people will not know, like, when I'm walking about with any other guy. And they will...
So that he won't spoil your market. I understand.
Yes.
It's very important.
He said, why should I have to tell the mother about... Why did I build him a house and telling people like and all those things?
Wow.
I told him, I'm in a car. I don't want to talk, please. When I got to my friend's place, that's when my friend got the number, called him and insulted him not to call again. I said, you should even leave him. I don't have time for him.
Wow.
I don't have time
for him. That was when you were doing your 8th cycle.
Yes.
Hmm. Did it affect your progress health-wise? I mean, did it, or you were able to push through? And
I was able to push through. And she would tell you, I started eating to gain weight.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
I started eating to gain weight. I said, I can't kill myself because of a man.
No.
What gives me money is my machine, my sewing machine. I'd rather work and get the money for my treatment.
For your treatment,
yes.
Yeah.
So I even forget about him. He was rather calling me now and I didn't even mind him.
What was he calling for?
I don't even know.
Okay.
I did the 10 cycles. I was done. I went for review. They told me, oh, in 3 days you have to do your surgery.
Okay.
Where is the money? I told the doctors, please, me, I don't have money. If you even shake me, it's
nothing
only my
will come out.
That
your teeth that will fall to the
ground. They started laughing. I said, why am I always making them fun? I said, me, I don't have the money. Do you want me to tell you a lie or something? I don't have. And they will keep me there and call my relatives. I said, I don't have anyone. I work alone. They thought I was joking. They said, okay, they have someone's number on my food. I said, please don't call that number. It was my boyfriend's. Mm-hmm. I said, don't call him. They said, oh, why? I said, please, I have no more with him. So don't even call. So they asked, so what will they do? I said, oh, then let me go home. Maybe I'll gather some money and come back.
Mm-hmm.
I went to myself, me, I'm not coming back.
Again?
I'm not coming back. Because where is the money? I cried. That day I had to walk from Kolebu to Ozu.
Are you serious?
Yes. I was crying on the way. I just want to die that day. Because where is the money? And all the 10 cycles, like, it was like waste to me.
But it wasn't waste. They wanted to shrink it. I know, but
yes.
I mean,
but
it felt
the
like...
the money to pay for the surgery too. And when they took, I asked which surgery, they said, well, they remove all the breasts. I said, eh? They didn't tell me. I've not made up my mind to remove my breast. No. I can't do that. But it was in my treatment plan. I didn't know.
You didn't know?
I didn't read it.
Okay. So you thought the chemo would shrink the lamp
it.
And then maybe they'll just remove
the lamp.
Lamp.
But I didn't know it was...
It was going to be your whole breast.
I waited for 2 weeks. I didn't get the money. I was crying on the road, though.
Were you looking for the money?
Oh, I was just... I started calling people
okay.
on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I called one of my friends and she was saying, oh, She didn't have much because he was also helping at times with the labs and all those things.
How much was the surgery?
With the NHIS was like 4,000 plus.
Okay, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, and I said even 1,000, I don't get. 200 CD, me, I don't get. I told them the truth. So my friend was saying, so what will you do? I said, so Philly, if you don't hear from me, then your friend is going to say, stop saying stupid things before I come and beat you there.
Seriously? Like, you're talking about something serious, but the way that you are saying it, that's how she is. So, how do you tell Philly that? Like, it's like, oh, no, here. Like,
She started to call me by Abla Seke. Kevin Ash, you were second.
Wow.
So it was one call that came in. A friend of mine that I saw with this woman lives in Osu. So the work that I was working from Kolebu to Osu to maybe see this more, then I go back to my Ashiama. When I got to Osu, I was giving from to post office. I had the call. And the woman was saying, ah, Miriam, I thought you said you are going to Kolebu. It's been like, it's now 4:35. Where are you? I'm waiting for you before I close my shop. I said, oh, Sir Mary, you're worrying me. Cut the call. He said, ah, are you okay? I can hear from your voice like you are not okay. You are crying. Are you working too? I said, yes. He said, ah, why? Say, Samuel, me, I want to work, but I don't have money to pick up. I don't even have. My mind is in, I have to get like 4,000 right now. I don't know where to get this 4,000. Say, 4,000 for what? I say, for the surgery. Said, ah, okay, just come home and let's see what I'll do about it. Maybe I'll seek for help for you, take a loan for you to do your surgery. I said, hey, I don't even know you from anywhere. You are not my relative, and you want to take a loan for me. Okay, then I have an assurance bill. Then let me go home. But I still walk to the house.
Wow. Okay.
Go to the house, went to her house first, and she said, okay. The reason why she said that, she could see I was so... I want to kill myself.
She has to tell you something for you to...
But she has done an effort. She has gotten 500 cedis for me.
Okay.
And so it's not bad. 500 cedis can go a long way. Like, I have called one of my uncles too. He said he would send also 500. So right
thousand,
now I have 1,000.
Okay.
So he said, oh, okay, then call Kolebu, said that tomorrow. I said, me, did I tell you I want to do surgery?
So what are you raising the money for if you don't want to do surgery?
She was so confused. Said, ah, this girl, what is wrong with you? I said, ah, just let me see. The thing is in the air. You said I should go. Let me see the physical cash before
you go.
Can go. I didn't go for the callable started calling me for 2 weeks. It was one last call. Anytime they call me, and the true colors is from callable, and I just got the call. Some call became. It was not showing any name and anything, so I picked the call. I said, "Are you Miriam?" I said, "Yes." Calling from call. I said, "Please." I said, "I'll come." I didn't say I'll not come. I said, "I'll come." Please cut the call. I don't say, "Oh, please listen to me. I'm a survivor. I've survived breast cancer. I could see you don't want to do your surgery. We have people who pay for your surgery and all that." I said, is that true? And you said you are a survivor. If they cut their breast, I will still live. So, oh, yes. Can you come? It was Monday she called me. She said, can you come on Wednesday and meet me at Kolebu? I didn't know this woman. But with faith, with everything, with my 1,000 cedis, I dressed up, took my bag, went to Kolebu. And when I got there, I started calling. She said, oh, I'm on my way. I'll be there. And she got there, and she called me. Oh, she said, I was sitting at the chemo suite. So the nurses, I told the nurses about my problem. Like, I don't have the money to do the surgery, but I'm willing to do it now. But I don't have. But it's only 1,000 cedis I have. And one of the nurses said, oh, I should fill a form. But someone will come and pay. And I said, hey, then it's true. So I filled the form. And I was still sitting there and chatting with them. And they asked me, so do I know where to buy the medicines? I said, I don't even know anything. They said, I should come back. One lady called me. She said she's called Gina, so I'm waiting. I said, oh, Gina, she will come. You see her, she's a beautiful lady. She called me and I came out and I saw her. She said, oh, are you Miriam? I said, yes. Okay, I'm Gina. Follow me to the office. I followed her. She removed her top. I could see, hey, Charlie, we have people.
Wow.
and her scars and everything. She showed me the pictures and I said, hey. And I asked of her age and she showed me her age. And I said, if you have survived, then me.
You can survive.
I can survive. He said, so are you willing to do it? And I said, I'm willing to do it, but I have only 1,000 cedis. He said, oh, don't worry. But Eric, the nurse have told me everything. So we'll do everything so that they will take care of everything. So you use the 1,000 cedis to buy the medicines for the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I did the surgery. I was done with everything. And the recovery side, before they take you to your ward, I could hear someone calling me when they took me to the...
So you did the surgery?
I did the surgery.
You accepted that, okay, they are going to cut off your breast, everything, you were fine.
They cut it off that day, and I remember it was someone's boyfriend's birthday. That's always... I always
how remember. You remember.
Yes. So I called her. She said, you didn't tell me you were leaving Ashama, but the only thing I hear is you said you are in Kolebu, you are going to do your surgery.
Mm.
So what's up? And I said, oh, they will come and pick me. I was just talking normal with this. Me and my yoga. I said, oh, Charity, you don't worry. And when I come back out, I said, come back from where? So I finished everything. I called her the next 2 days and I told her, I'm done with the surgery. She said, are you for real?
Wow.
Are you for real? And the surgery day, you know, I didn't go with anyone. I told you, I just picked
my bag. Yes, you just picked your bag, dressed, and went.
And you know, in Kolebu, you have to sign a consent form by a relative or a friend or something. So ask me who signed it.
Who signed it?
Myself.
They didn't know that it was you who signed it.
I signed it and I told them I signed it. I have signed it and I've put in my father's number on it. They should call him and give him the body. If only he wants only the body to bury. That's when they called him. And they asked him, are you aware like your daughter is suffering?
He's going to this.
He said, he's coming. But he will come to call. He got there, saw me on the bed, and I was just waiting for him. He said, and I asked him, who called? He said, someone from Kolebu called me. That said, I told you that I'm suffering from something. You guys thought I was joking or something.
Mm.
So I brought myself for them to operate. He said, are they just going to remove the lamb? I said, which lamb? The thing has for the breast. Which lamb are they going to? They will remove one breast. And why did you sign? I said, is it your body? Let them cut it so that I will be free.
Yeah.
I said, okay. I don't have anything to say. It is your body. You said it is your body. So just, I'll just meet to our sign under.
Under this. So what was your mom saying?
My mom, she's an old lady. I would say she was in 69. So I didn't want to. She has BP too and all those things. But I just told her, I'm going to Kolebu to do the surgery.
Mm.
But she shouldn't worry. I will be back.
Mm.
Like Terminator.
I will be back. I see.
I told her. So she said, okay. But I learned after the surgery, I could see a lot of missed calls. One from my mom, one from a whole lot of people. And my ex to started calling.
Calling.
Yeah, so I called my mom first and I asked, why are you calling? He said, I became so worried and I even went to the hospital. My baby came up and all those things. So one of my brothers took him to the hospital and she didn't know. But lately, she heard like, I've done the surgery. That's why she was calling. I said, I told you I'll be back. Don't worry. I don't know.
I'll be back.
I'm still alive. I'm fine. I'm really fine. Have you eaten? My mother, dear, when she called, the only thing she was, have you eaten? So, me, are you thinking about me? You know me, I like food already.
So definitely you've eaten.
I've eaten. Even after the surgery, I came to my ward after the surgery that day. You know, came there, I was so hungry and they were saying, you don't have to eat. You have to take in something light. I started vomiting. The nurse came and said, it's the anesthesia. It's wearing off in your body. I said, please, it's not anesthesia.
Just give me food.
I want food. I know my body. It is my body.
So what did you eat?
I didn't take anything. I just have to take
it. They didn't give you anything.
Because they said I'm so stubborn. So they have to lock everything so that I'm not taking anything. So the next day, my father came with cocoa. I said, please, did I ask you to buy cocoa? I don't drink cocoa. I've drunk tea. The woman I was with, we did some tea around 5. We were waiting for Kenge to eat. And I'm bringing cocoa. I sent him to go and buy Kenge for me. They came for ward rounds, the doctors, and they could see me with Kenge. I didn't know they were even writing everything that I was
doing.
I was so fit. The woman that I was with, she was so weak and she couldn't do anything.
But you were...
No. I said, I am not sick. Wow. I came to remove my problem. The problem is...
It's been removed. So why am I... Wow, I see. So from that point till now, you've been fine.
I've been fine, but... Mm-hmm. It reoccurred again.
Oh.
That was last year.
Okay.
At the same place they did the surgery.
Okay.
Yeah. It reoccurred again and... They couldn't see any lump, but I was feeling a lump in where they did the surgery. Mm. So I went to report to them. They said you have to do biopsy and all those things, but you know me and my stubbornness, I ran away again.
So you haven't done the biopsy?
For a year. Before last year, I went to do the biopsy.
Okay, and?
And I was told I have to go to the surgical team so that they remove it. But when I went there, it was still attached to the chest wall, so I have to go back and do chemo.
So have you started?
I started last year. I did 10 cycles of chemo up to this year.
Wow.
That's why my hair is still short.
It's short.
Yeah.
I see. So what are they saying? Like, what is going to happen?
I did 10. I was supposed to do 12.
Okay.
But I told them my body is... week
you're
two.
Tired.
I'm tired too. So in my treatment plan, I didn't know they've written like they just have to cut off the estrogen in my system.
Okay.
That is maybe they have to shut the ovaries and all those things down. Am I ready? That thing to break me.
Wow. There's so much more to talk about and we've run out of time. Wow. I don't know, maybe we'll continue the conversation because the story is not done.
Yeah.
It's not done and so I really wouldn't want to leave it just like this. But how are you? I mean, I can imagine that it's tough.
Yes,
thinking it's tough. About going through it all over again.
Yeah.
And
but I just have to conquer my fears and I said, since I've done it before, this one is too cheap for me. I went it smoothly.
Hmm.
Yeah. People see me at the chemo side and I always come with my phones and come and snap pictures and all those things. Give me being the chemo and I'll be snapping pictures.
Okay, well, this story is unfinished. So we will we'll see what we'll do about it. So right now, you finished the 10.
Yes.
And what are they saying? It's gone or it's not fully gone?
It's still there. So
they want to take it out?
No, that's when I did the removal of the womb.
Okay, this story is not done. So I think we'll continue. I mean, depending on your availability, because I don't want to rush through, you know, the story.
Yeah.
So we may have to continue. But let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hello, and welcome back. This is still Strong and Sassy here on your superstation, Joy 99.7 FM. So joining us on the phone lines is Judith. And she has a program, so Beyond Events, in partnership with St. Paul Methodist Church, are doing Breast Check 2024. And they have some pretty exciting things planned. So we're just going to talk to her about what's happening. Hi, Judith.
Hi, Nima.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Awesome. So tell us what's happening on Saturday.
So on Saturday, the 26th of October... at 6 a.m. we are having a health walk in the Pokwati Afiaman neighborhood. So we'll start at, for those of us who know the Afiaman area very well, we'll start at the Pompom Junction and then we'll walk to Mayura Methodist Church. And then when we get back, we'll have a free breast screening for everyone who will show up on Saturday. Mm. So, yes.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Yes.
Okay, so if people want to come, they should just show up?
Yes. They can follow me on Facebook, Judith Edna Kefi, or check out our page on TikTok, Health Campaigns Ghana, if they want to reach out. But otherwise, just show up, Pokwati Afiaman, 6 a.m. on Saturday.
Okay.
There's going to be lots of fun. We are talking breast cancer, and it's a serious issue.
Okay.
But we are going to use Jama from... Pompom Junction all the way to Mayura and back, because we want people to know about breast cancer and the damage it's doing. And I want to say that I tuned in to listen to Liam, and I was shaking at her story. She's sharing it so beautifully, but I was really shaken by it. And I think that, like, I mean, she's lived her truth and she's done so well, and warm hugs to her. And so for anybody who has experienced breast cancer and can relate, we should definitely do what we can in our own small way to support anybody fighting. Sometimes you think it will never come close to you, but you never know. So for me personally, my experience was with my auntie, and it was really hard. So every time I realized that, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I always wanted to do something. So that's really my inspiration for putting this together.
Okay. Well, all the best.